You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. We got Harrison on the board and the video equipment, and Jesse's tum-tum feels better. He's drinking on some seltzer water and trying to calm it down, and he is back with us. Preston was unable to make it. There was a bomb threat at his place of employment, but they made him stick around.
Yeah.
So
he had to defuse it.
Most people don't realize that's what Preston does.
Yeah.
He works for Spectrum. Spectrum gets a lot more bomb threats than you would think because of all their poor customer service.
They've been trying to kill him for years.
And he defuses the bombs. That's what he does.
You always cut the red wire. Right?
Always cut the red wire.
Yeah.
Always cut the red wire.
Or is it never?
Oh, crap.
I can never remember that. I think red means blood. So you...
Red means blood.
You don't cut the red
and
wire.
And blood is your life source, which is good.
Oh, so you do cut it. You don't cut it.
You don't cut. Blue is the color of the sky.
Very calming.
And when you die...
You go to the sky.
You go to the sky. So don't cut blue.
These are the exact thoughts going through the bomb squad's minds as they're doing it. There's no rhyme or reason.
Do you think the people that make the bombs are color-coding their...
No.
I mean, they're just like, using scraps, right?
I want to remember. But you could say for their own sake, maybe something goes wrong and they want to know right away.
But they could have their own internal setup. It's like, I'm doing yellow.
Or purple.
Yeah.
Or green.
Plaid. Any of the colors, Tommy.
Yeah, exactly.
I would just use one singular color for all of it.
Mm. Oh, that's just madness. Yeah. How would you know which one to cut if you had to cut one?
Well, if you're making the bomb, I've got to imagine that you don't really care.
That's true.
So it's like, well.
Although if you accidentally trigger it and you have to see, part of me thinks, like, label one of the wires, cut this.
Mm. Yeah.
Then the moral dilemma of, are they trying to trick me?
Mm-hmm.
Or.
Well, if all you said was cut this wire, it doesn't mean that it won't explode. I mean, you could be given instructions like, I want you to cut this wire because it will blow you up.
There's just a little sticky note wrapped around the wire, like, cut this one.
So I was this
winky face emoji.
No big deal, but this weekend I was at a youth camp retreat thing, whatever. Yeah. And
humble brag,
whatever. No big deal. I'm about ready to those? I'm about ready to brag. What's that?
They let you go back to those now?
Yes, I'm a cautionary tale. I ended up, I was in front of a lot of leaders at one point, speaking to them all. And afterwards, somebody came up to me and they said, man, if I ever write a book, I want you to do the audiobook version because you got a really smooth voice. And I was like, you know, I had never really noticed that before. Thank you for asking.
Funny you should say that.
You know, I never really thought I had a great voice, but now that you mention it, I don't know. I'd never thought about it before, but it made me feel very good.
I've been told I have a good voice.
Really?
Yeah.
By
phone voice.
I know Ray Charles listened to the show. Wait a minute, is he the blind
He's
one?
Blind. He's
oh,
blind.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. I know Frank. Beethoven listened to the name Frank.
No, I think you're thinking of... I think he's
not Anne Frank. No. Anne Frank hid in the attic.
She's from the
Germans.
The dumb one. Yeah, she,
no. That was Helen Keller.
That was Helen Keller. Helen Keller. Yeah,
Anne whatever. Frank. Anne Frank can. Don't mess with Anne Frank.
Jesse's yeah.
The been, diary of Anne
Jesse's,
Frank.
Jesse's yeah been making Anne Frank comments his whole life, thinking he's talking about Helen Keller. He's
and everybody like, just looks at him weird.
Anne Frank, Helen Keller, same thing.
Both very tragic, in different ways though.
You've been telling Anne Frank jokes for years. Nobody gets them.
Everybody I'm like, loves why them. Why can't Anne Frank drive a car? And people are like, oh.
Because
because she's blind.
What? No, she's not.
No, she's not.
She's dead.
Oh.
Why do we bring him back?
Jesse,
yeah.
What bring him back is a bit strong for what we did. We didn't banish him.
Oh,
yeah. I use that wrong text, group text again.
Yes.
Because my tum tum's better.
Yeah, Jesse's tum tum is better.
You know, Harrison pointed out, it's been a couple weeks since we've had the full crew.
Yeah, we've been running on a skeleton crew for a while.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So that's all right. We can make it work.
Yeah, less fighting between the, the kids.
Mm-hmm. So. Girls, you're both pretty.
But I'm prettier, right?
All right, Jason, I do want to get to the Netflix suggestion a little bit earlier than normal, but I don't know that we need to.
Too late.
Okay. Wow, this is
unprecedented.
Never done this before.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, or watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube.
Five shows.
We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
All right, Jason, so early in the show for this.
Yeah.
But
so mine, I actually can talk about for a little bit.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to bring some stuff with it. Do you want to do yours first, or you want me to do for mine first?
I mean, we're
already unprecedented territory.
I got a bit more stuff than normal on mine, maybe.
Okay.
I think. So you just go. We'll go
so
with it.
So I've been watching on Peacock TV.
Okay. Love Peacock TV. Big fan.
The best.
I watch Cheers on Peacock.
Uh-huh.
I watch The Office. I got my Dunder Mifflin mug today.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec. I watch soccer on Peacock.
Murder, She Wrote on Peacock.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Columbo. These are all good things.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a lot of Dateline.
Dun, dun.
No, that's Law and Order.
Oh, okay.
No, Dateline is the one where one spouse murders the other spouse.
Is that, are you back in the history logs? Or are you watching current ones?
I started current and I'm working backwards.
Oh, that's a fun way to do it.
It's not like
everybody comes back to life by the time you're done with
like
the episode.
It's like Memento. You watch them in reverse.
Dude, I don't understand. It's like when you're watching the movie, it's like then you realize that the whole time everything is not what you thought it was.
He was dead the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
He was talking to a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, so Dateline.
Dun dun.
No, that's all in order.
All right.
As many as I've seen,
uh-huh.
And I've seen quite a few at this point.
Yeah.
Apparently it all evolves around a spouse murdering another spouse.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the whole show.
Yeah.
It's just spouses murdering each other.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably 9 out of 10 husbands murder their wives.
Who's the host for Dateline? Is there like a one time?
There's a couple different guys, okay. But Lester Holt will host the show.
Isn't he a left wing scumbag?
It's Dateline. It's NBC. They all are. Okay. But Keith Morrison is my go to guy.
He's
the one that drills them, like really interviews them. But Lester Holt is the one that like hosts the whole.
Seems like I heard Bill Hader in an interview talking about this show.
Bill Hader does a great Keith Morrison.
Is that the one where he's like, but you didn't do that, did you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I was going to go home after we talked, but you didn't do that, did you?
Keith Morrison has an excellent voice,
okay,
too.
Yeah, so I am right.
Bill Hader makes fun of him all the time. So
love Bill Hader.
Yeah, so I've been watching it a lot with Teddy. Well, I should rephrase that.
I'm watching this murder show with your youngest.
No, I watch it and Teddy hates it.
Oh, okay.
So Teddy runs away every time I start watching it. And yesterday he said, and we're all sitting in the living room, mm-hmm. and I go to turn it on, and Shelby's sitting on the couch, and I'm sitting in the chair, and Teddy's over on the love seat, and he goes, why do you like watching this show so much?
Mm.
I'm like, research.
Yeah.
And he like looks at me. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, you know, you just don't know. Now, a couple things I've learned from the show.
Okay, good.
One, you always lawyer up.
Immediately.
I don't listen. I don't care if you're innocent or guilty.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being questioned by the police,
mm-hmm.
lawyer.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
They have to stop questioning
it
at that point.
It says so in the Declaration of Independence.
Yep. It's the Fourth Amendment that you have to lawyer up if you say lawyer.
I think that's the Magna Carta.
Yeah. It was written on human skin.
Yes. With blood.
Uh-huh. They scraped the back off of
King George.
King George, and they wrote it right on there.
Most people don't realize that.
And I plead the Fourth, and that means you get a lawyer.
Yeah.
So, innocent or guilty, whether you did it or not, you always, always, always get a lawyer.
Mm.
Every time.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing.
Lawyer.
Yeah. Number two.
Lincoln lawyer.
Number two. These are things I've learned.
Uh-huh.
Never bring your cell phone when you go to murder your wife.
Come on. What are we talking about?
They track it all the time.
That's JV stuff right there, right?
Like, but these people do it.
You don't do that.
They don't do it.
Leave the cell phone.
Leave the cell phone at home.
Apple Watch, anything that can be
any
tracked.
Any GPS, you leave it at home.
Your headphones, if they're some of those headphones are GPS.
But then how do you listen to the good murder music?
As you're murdering?
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of songs to have on.
You have a Sony Walkman cassette tape.
I feel like the... can we do this? Songs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like the Age of Aquarius. Oh, this is the dawning of the... I feel like that's a good one.
You're staying alive.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. That one, that's pretty good. Staying alive?
That's ironic. No, I'm staying alive. You're not.
It's a zero-sum game.
I'm staying alive. Okay. I feel like Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Mm. How about Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Teardrops of Jupiter on my head. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, so you leave all electronic devices at home.
Come on.
Right?
Of course.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show a lot of interest in the murder because this happens all the time. Hey, what's going on?
Are you guys learning anything? Are you got any hot leads?
Here's the thing. You don't discover the body either.
No.
This is always their mistake. They always do it.
Whoever discovers the body, that's the first person you look at.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. So they murder him the night before at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they start calling that person.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're not going to get through because that person's dead. But
you're saying you should do that.
No.
You don't do that.
Because that seemed like a good idea. When you said it, I was like...
No, you don't do that because you're showing you're overly interested in it.
So you're just going about your day.
No, but here's the thing. Like, if I called my spouse once and said, hey, you know, I'm going to the store after work. Do you need anything?
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't pick up, I'm not calling 5 or 6 times.
Mm.
Right? It's like, she'll get to me when she gets. She's probably sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon when I leave work, I might call one more time. Hey, do you need anything? But these people call like 4 or 5 times. Like I started to get worried because she wasn't answering. She always answers, right? So you don't do that.
Okay,
right?
So you don't bring your cell phone.
Right.
You don't call them immediately. You don't discover the body.
Right. These are all bad. And you lawyer up.
And you lawyer up
immediately. Now here's the other thing: is it's not a murder if they can't find the body.
Mm.
It's a missing person.
Mm.
So if you go to murder your spouse, I'm not saying you should.
No.
These are all bad things.
We are anti murdering your spouse.
I'm on record by saying I'm anti-murdering my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
Okay.
Okay. Because this might be used as evidence later in law.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the things you shouldn't do. That's when they're like...
Be on a podcast
That's when you're being interviewed by this Clint Morrison guy. And
Keith Morrison.
And he's like, what were you... And you're like, well, I kind of felt like I shouldn't talk about it on the podcast.
But you didn't do that, did you? No, I talked about it.
You point back to this podcast.
I did talk about it, yeah. It was episode 119. It's on YouTube, too. And Apple and Spotify. Uh-huh. It's
subscribe,
everywhere.
Please. Yeah. Please.
Subscribe. I need it now more than ever.
Yeah, so you don't show a lot of interest. Like, all these serial... Like, the BTK killer in Kansas City or Kansas area.
The Burger King?
The Burger King killer. Bind, torture, kill. That guy. He was like a volunteer at the sheriff's office.
Mm.
He was always, like helping.
Dwight Schrute kind of a character.
So it's like, you don't show interest. Mm-hmm. These people, because they try to help. Mm-hmm. I want to help solve this murder.
Well, because they're psychopaths.
Yes.
Because the reason they're doing it a lot is... It's not just spite for the person. There's something deeply wrong with it.
Well, usually when the man murders the woman,
okay,
it's a rage situation. Yeah, he gets very, very angry.
Sure.
And he takes it out on her,
mm-hmm,
right? I'm not saying she had it coming. I'm just saying he roided out
right
in and lost his cool.
That's why I don't take steroids.
Now, here in reverse, the 1 out of 10 times where the wife murders the husband,
yeah,
it's always, always, always calculated. It's never a rage murder. Never.
Women are like cats and men are like dogs.
Correct. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. If you, here, this is just another, you know, advice.
I'm taking notes.
Which is why I watch every Dateline, right? If your wife starts taking out insurance policies on you, that's a dead giveaway that you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Pun intended.
Yeah. The one I just watched, she took out 5 different life insurance policies on him. And they were all like $200,000 each. It wasn't like $1 million. I mean, it added up to $1 million.
Well, I know a little bit about insurance.
Well, here's the thing.
She didn't.
Well, and she killed the guy, and she immediately started filing to get this money.
Before like anyone knew he was dead.
Yeah, it was like the very next day. I'm like, dude, let that rest.
Come on. Give it a minute.
Give it a minute.
She's filing the claim, and they're like, oh, we need the death certificate. She goes, no one knows yet.
Yeah, that's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got a good feeling about it. I just got a premonition.
Yeah, of me. Yeah, so yeah, the women always are calculated. So if you catch your significant other, you know, your wife being tricky,
sure,
you just want to be careful.
Right.
Right? And give her space.
Yeah.
Right?
Just give her space.
Give her space. She needs space.
Sure.
So, I'm liking Dateline right now.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Good.
And for the record, I'm not homicidal.
No.
I don't plan on killing anybody.
Mm-mm.
Or I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't roid out either.
I'm pesticidal.
You like killing bugs.
I like killing bugs. I'm also, what's the weed one?
It's a pesticide, right?
Pesticide is weeds.
Herbicidal?
Herbicide, pesticide.
Formaldehyde.
Hide and seek.
What's your Netflix suggestion?
When's the last time you played hide and seek, like for real?
Well, it's been a while.
We should play when we're done.
In the loft? I'll be under the stairs. Now, another fun game is Sardines.
What?
Sardines?
Sardines is a fun game. It's where everybody... Wait, how's that work?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, okay, here's how Sardines works. One person hides, and like 10 people are looking for him. When you find that person, you hide with that person. So all of a sudden, there's 2 people hiding, then 3, then 4.
I know this game. That game's fun.
Then all of a sudden, there's like 9 people hiding, and that 10th person is looking for him.
I remember when I was in third grade, and we were playing
flashlight tag.
Ball tag.
Oh.
In recess. Ball tag?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You throw the ball at them.
Yeah. Well.
Dodgeball?
No, it wasn't dodgeball.
Ball tag.
It was ball tag.
Yeah.
Where you're running around, you get the hole, and one person's it, and they're running around hitting
people. A big red rubber ball.
Big red rubber ball. And this is seared in my memory, this moment.
Can you, like, do you remember the smell of that big red rubber ball?
The best.
It's a great smell.
I used to love gym class.
Gym was the best.
We'd always start by running around the gym a few times, and that's I'd hold my farts in until that part of the day. Because that's when I knew. There's no way you can
crop
pin it
dusting.
On.
Yeah.
I remember in third grade, we were playing ball tag, and I threw the ball, and it hit one kid, and then it bounced off him and hit another kid. I got 2-1.
Yeah.
And I told that story all day to everybody I came in contact with at school, at home. Nobody was excited about it.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember thinking, like, I must not be telling it right. Right? Because
here's the thing.
Because wait a minute. Because
I
was playing ball tag and I hit somebody, which I know is impressive, just to hit one.
But that's the point.
But it bounced off of that person. You see, with one throw, I got 2 people.
Yeah.
Just with boom, boom. You see? Yeah. I'm like, I'm not saying it.
You're not getting it. It was cool, okay?
There's neighbors.
Well, it's not too late.
Okay.
So. Anyway, my Netflix suggestion of the week is found on Daily Wire Plus.
Ooh.
Now, I am no longer mooching off of Anthony Savage's Daily Wire subscription.
You now have mine.
Anthony, I want to say thank you for the time that you gave it to me. I watched What is a Woman, and I listened
off of Anthony's.
Off of Anthony's, yeah. Yes. And I watched and I listened to some Jordan Peterson stuff. Yeah. But then I said, you know what? I'm going to get it myself. So anyway.
Somehow got deleted off your phone.
Yeah, so.
You didn't have Anthony's password
like,
anymore.
Anthony James's password. Like, what up, dude? And then I was like ghosted. Like,
ghosted
he wasn't
you.
Responding.
Left on
no, red. Seriously. What like, is the password?
Bro, you know? Just it was bro question mark. So anyway, I Erica wanted to watch the Jordan Peterson marriage thing. Do you know this?
No.
And I was
it
like,
sounds awful.
Well, yeah, listen, it has created more work for me. I thought Jordan Peterson was gonna be cool, you know?
Turns out he's a douche. He's made my life awful.
I thought the whole thing, because isn't he all about like
he's super intellectual
men,
yeah,
right? And well. I thought he was gonna be for the men. You know? Turns out I'm not doing as much as I should.
Yeah.
According to Jordan Peterson. Yeah. You know?
What's he's Canadian.
And I thought, yeah, first of all, he's Canadian. Are you even allowed to get married in Canada? I don't even think they'd call
well,
it that.
If you do, you're not allowed to talk about it.
No.
There's no free speech up there.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
So when you know, they say repeat after me or don't, maybe you shouldn't. No. So anyway, that's why we got it. And we watched the first episode and this is not my suggestion, but yeah, it was a lot.
So don't watch it.
It was
it's a
more
non-suggestion.
Than I ever wanted to hear Jordan Peterson talk about his intimate relationship with his own wife. I will say that.
From last night.
It was detailed. So I was like... So, and we did that thing where we're like... we watched it with like another couple. It was like a, you know, like a marriage thing. And uh-huh. The whole time you're just like, you know... He's talking about...
The thing... You know, the bada bing bada
marriage
boom.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not why.
The birds and the bees.
That is why I got.
I would like to hear him explain birds and the bees.
Like why we say birds and bees.
I want to hear his description of what that is. Because
mm-hmm.
I honestly don't even know.
We know. The
I
birds,
don't know.
The birds are the girls and the boys are the bees.
But I don't. How do they.
The girls have a nest. You know, they birds have a nest and boys have a stinger.
How do they
we just go poking around aimlessly.
How do they make babies? How do the birds and the bees make babies?
I'm not going to keep on having this discussion. So
I thought you were going to say you wanted to hear how Jordan
first
Peterson
of all, stop.
Seduces his wife.
No. Oh. No. Listen, he
that's
just,
what I
he just,
know.
I mean, he's smooth.
She was like, do you love me, honey? Well, I don't know what you mean by love, eh? I don't know. It's a bloody sham. I don't know what we're talking about.
First, let's define what love is.
Because I've got no bloody problem talking about it. Jordan. Anyway.
Just get a bit emotional.
Yeah. When he cries, I'm like, he scares me when he cries.
Yeah. He's homicidal.
Yeah.
How many people could you kill and get away with?
Oh, not zero. I wouldn't get away with one of them. All the things that you said don't do seemed like great ideas to me. I'm like, number one, I'm going to find the body. Number two,
lots of phone calls.
Our call log is going to be filled up by me. Number three, I'm going to volunteer to help in every single way that I can.
Those are
number
all bad
four,
things.
I want to make sure to have my phone with me. In fact, I'll probably live stream it. It doesn't even make any sense. So, anyway.
I think I could do a lot.
Yeah, I think you have, maybe. I don't know. We don't know. I don't want to ask, you know.
I mean, we're talking minimum double digits.
Double digits, dog.
If I could ever get to three digits,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's like
special.
Mount Rushmore right yeah. there. The thing about the Mount Rushmore serial well, killers is we'll never really know because the best ones never got caught.
Best ones never got caught. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most skilled ones. Maybe we won't say best.
Although, if you wanted to kill like 1,000 people in one setting, I mean, mm-hmm. one bomb could do it.
Sure.
Like, I'm not talking even individual
kills.
Like
the one at Preston's work.
At Preston's work, mm-hmm. yeah. That I did not set.
You did not.
No.
And there's no evidence that could incriminate you.
No text message evidence at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
That I screenshotted. Just because I'm like, I don't need this coming back
to
me.
His police officer neighbor.
Literally. There's a whole SWAT team up the steps just waiting, you know? When you hear the word swarm, that's when you know, swarm, you're in trouble. So my Netflix suggestion of the week is found on Daily Wire Plus. So once we got Daily Wire Plus, we're like, all right, let's watch it. I had already seen What is a Woman? So we decided to watch the Gina Carano movie.
Oh, I saw that.
Terror on the Prairie. Because last
Harrison
night,
gave up within 3 minutes.
Abby was away at a friend's house, and so I said to Michaela, I said, "We got Daily Wire Plus. Let's watch a movie.
Yeah,
you pick one. There's Shut In, Run, Hide, Fight, and yeah, that one, and a couple others." So she said, "Well, I want to watch that Terror on the Prairie." I said, "Okay, let's watch it." If I had to give a rating to that movie, a grade, you would do grade stars, or how do you want to do this?
Letter grade.
Okay, F minus.
Oh,
I
wow.
I thought it was awful. There was really nothing. She, first of all, is a very good supportive kick butt side actor.
Yes.
She cannot carry a movie.
I agree.
Like, it was bad. The dialogue was messed up.
Yeah.
They obviously had made a decision to not have any music in the movie. That was a conscious decision. There's no soundtrack.
Yeah.
There's a song at the end, and one time there's a song playing on the radio, but there's no soundtrack to the
movie. I think part of that, because I watched it too, part of it, they're isolated out in the middle of nowhere. I think part of it is the isolation of...
That's fine. Whatever.
Nothing.
If the movie worked. There were so many holes. There were so many times where she would do things...
It didn't make sense.
It made zero sense.
Yeah. And even the bad guys didn't make sense in what they were doing.
Those guys could have taken her out. All she had is a shotgun. They heard every time she took two shots, then they could have rushed in. They could have taken her out so many times.
Right.
And her husband, when her and her husband in the opening scenes are together, I'm like, they have no chemistry. He stinks. She's obviously the main actress, so he's obviously got to die because they're not bringing him back because he's awful. Well, he comes back.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And... ends up being a big part of the movie, and he's not good either.
No, he's not.
The only actor that's decent at all is the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's on Justified.
The main bad guy.
The main bad guy. Yeah. He's an actor. He's on Justified. He's a good actor. The lines they gave him were not great, and there were so many things didn't make sense. Like, things were happening. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense at all, and it just was not good, almost on any level.
I think it was a D-.
Oh, man.
I don't think it was a failure. I think it was below average.
If it wasn't Daily Wire, I'd have shut it off. I might have made it about as far as Harrison.
Like,
did.
I went into the kitchen to get a drink. I'm like, okay, Harrison, let's sit down and watch this. This is Daily Wire. It's going to be good. It's Gina, you know, the whole thing. Yeah. She was canceled. Let's support this.
Yeah. I want to support it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we sit down. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a drink. And I go into the kitchen to grab a drink. And I come back out and he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, gone.
He's smart.
And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm doing it by myself.
Opening credits are still running.
24 hours a day. It was really, some parts were shockingly violent, which, okay, all right, fine. If that's the decision you want to make, but... But like, that's all they really had. It was shot well. Like, the movie looked good.
Yeah.
It did look good. I can't speak to the soundtrack because there was no soundtrack. But if that's the decision you want to make as a movie, then you have to really amp up the
drama. Yeah, but the soundtrack is not going to make or break that. You put...
You're right. You
Hans Zimmer
you
there.
Thomas Newman, and John Williams work together to make that soundtrack. That movie still stinks.
Unless Randy Newman does it.
Noonan? I love Randy Newman. Did you know that it's Thomas
Here
Newman's...
comes the bad guy. Here comes the bad guy.
He'd walk into the woods. you got a gun from me. You got a gun from me. Somehow that turned into Bob Dylan.
I was wondering about that.
Everybody's got a gun. Now, if Bob Dylan made the soundtrack, now we're talking. So, I thought I saw something come down.
Estelle's here.
I think it was just a ghost.
And she kind of, I said, Estelle, do you want to come?
Uh-huh.
We're going to do the podcast.
Yeah.
She's home for the holidays. And she's like, oh, yeah. We get here, and your wife says, oh, Michaela's in her room.
Michaela's in her room.
Okay, and so she disappeared into Michaela's room.
Turns out Carly Pugh, not a big fan of the wife voice. Yeah.
Hmm.
She apparently was listening.
I'm just going to go try to tick off Carly right now.
Yeah,
you should have said that.
She was not happy. Well, apparently she was listening to the show
with
or
her
watching
kids.
It when she was sick. She was very sick, and so she was already in a bad
emotional.
Mood.
Already cranky.
And then
woman, sick. Cranky.
Yeah, and then she watched or listened to the show when we were really doing the Erica voice a lot. And she, like, in that moment, I think she thought about getting in her car and slapping Jesse, just driving to Jesse's house and just smacking him, which I would have been for.
Yeah.
As a general practice.
Yes.
So, anyway, the Gina Carano Terror on the Prairie movie, I mean, I hope they make more movies. I love a Western.
Yeah.
It was
rough.
It was not good.
It was rough.
So the end, so stupid. So the end, the husband gets wind that his wife is in trouble, which like, I can't even begin to tell you how
he's
many
like
holes.
Looking for a job. Like, I don't even know what he's doing in
and
town.
And then he's like, wait a minute, there are bad guys out there that, I don't know. The whole thing was so stupid.
Well, so he was like a Southern. He fought for the South, but then he defected to the North.
Yes, and they wanted to kill him
because he
killed
their
family. Which you found out there would have been a way better way to set that up.
Yeah.
In the beginning,
they took the hard way around.
Find out like the juice of it. You didn't really find out until the very end. You're like, well, that would have been nice to know.
You could have led the whole thing off with that.
It would have been a fantastic way to lead it off.
Yeah.
So anyway, so when he finally says, "What you know," so Gina Carano is telling her son while she's holding her baby. She's, you know, dad's going to come. He's going to save us. Meanwhile, earlier in the movie, we kind of feel like dad's a jerk.
Dad
like,
is kind of a jerk.
And we think, oh, he's, you know, we don't like him. They basically set him up as unlikable. And then halfway through the movie, she's like, your Paul is a hero and he's going to come back and save us. We're like, I'm like,
he come back and got caught.
Is that the bad guy? Well, then, first of all,
he jumps off like this.
Yes, that's the point. So he has a gun in his pocket.
Yeah,
and he obviously sneaks up to there's like this little hill area.
Yeah,
and he's standing right above them. He has them all dead to rights. It's already established in the plot that he's a sniper, right? Like he's
very
a great
good with a
shot.
Yeah.
Very good with the gun.
Yeah,
and he's like
and
10
three
feet
shots could have killed them all.
He's 10 feet away from them in a bush.
Yeah,
and instead he literally like Ninja Turtle jumps
to
over
me,
the
like
bush.
A cat. Like,
and he goes, and while he does, he's like, ah! Makes this noise. And then he's like wrestling him. And then he gets up and pulls out his gun. I was like, pull out your gun earlier, man. Like you could have ended this. This thing could have ended so many different ways.
Yeah.
Should have ended so many different ways. So the movie, I am for Daily Wire making movies. I want them to make movies.
Yeah.
I want them to keep on making movies.
Consult with us first, maybe.
Please consult with me.
Consult with somebody. It sounds terrible.
Just run it by a few people first.
Man, I want to. I mean, I'd be interested what other people thought. Maybe
it was not good.
Because here's the thing. I went into it wanting to like it. Well, I'm rooting for this movie.
That's how come I give it a D-.
And Michaela, like even Michaela. Yeah. So like we're about 30 minutes into it and Eric and I are starting to make fun of it already. We're like, this is dumb. What is this?
Yeah.
And Michaela was like, could you just, all right, the movie's not good, but we don't need to make fun of it. She's like very defensive of the movie, you know? And so, and I was like, okay, we won't make fun of it anymore.
Right.
But eventually it just got too much.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And then she eventually started making fun of it. That's how bad it was. Because she was...
And she's not holding back.
I'd be interested. I was like scrolling YouTube, Terror on the Prairie reviews, and I didn't watch them, but a couple of the headlines said, you know, this was actually pretty good, things like that. I thought, no. We're not doing, as a community, as a conservative community, we're not doing ourselves any favors by saying things are good that aren't good.
Like Kirk Cameron? Mm-hmm. We don't need a Kirk Cameron movie.
I don't need Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. Do I like Kirk Cameron? Yeah, I like Kirk Cameron.
And Growing Pains. That was the peak of his career.
Well, I like his...
He and Leonardo DiCaprio have an opposite trajectory.
That
as
is
far
true.
As, you know, they met each other.
Because Cousin Ben came low. Was
cousin
it Ben?
Ben no. Ben was the brother. It was Cousin. Oh what was the cousin's name? If only
Preston was
here.
Yeah, he would have that.
Can we find out? No. Okay.
It looks like Jesse.
Just a blank.
I don't know what to do with my thumbs.
He's just thinking about bacon. All right.
Yeah.
Growing Pains. And so Leonardo DiCaprio.
He came on that show as a loser.
Cameron's
a cool kid.
They show up and Kirk Cameron's a step or two higher than DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was his cousin Luke.
Okay, yeah.
Luke Brower. And then all of a sudden things keep on getting better for DiCaprio and just worse for good old Kirk Cameron. And I like Kirk Cameron. I'm sure he's a good guy. He's welcome on the show.
Look, he
can sit in the chair.
Have you seen, like, for real, I'm not making fun of him. Have you seen the fireside stuff that he does?
Fireside?
Yeah.
Like he's sitting by a fireside?
Yeah, like talking about life and the Bible and our country and patriotism.
Sure.
I like him. I think
that's his sweet spot.
Yeah, he's authentic. Mm-hmm. He's real.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
Yeah.
I just don't need him in a movie.
No.
Yeah.
No. And by the way,
Christian movies are awful.
Almost
is,
exclusive
is majority. Is there a good Christian movie?
Passion of the Christ.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
It is good. Can you what's the Mount Rushmore of Christian movies?
Okay, that one.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur.
Okay.
Ben-Hur's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's
the Ten Commandments.
100 years ago, yeah.
Okay. You asked and I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur, the Ten Commandments.
Passion.
The Passion of the Christ.
You got one more.
You know, there was a good one that I saw. The Paul movie with Jim Caviezel was okay. But there was a good Christian movie that I saw, and now I'm blanking on it. It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing a bunch, but I've seen some of them, and they're not...
They're not good.
They're not...
And even Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur, although they're excellent movies,
they
were done
movies.
80 years ago. All of those people are dead.
And they... Is...
All of those people are
is,
dead.
Is Charlton Heston no longer with us?
He's dead. Oh, been dead sad. For years.
What do you got? What do you got, Jesse?
I mean, I can only imagine wasn't the worst. God's Not Dead
no,
wasn't,
that,
wasn't
no, those are not good.
No,
God's Not Dead was awful. And I feel like I know, first of all, God's
listen,
Not Dead.
Listen, the statement.
The
you
statement,
said God's not good. God's not dead.
So listen, I'm 100% behind the statement. God's not dead.
As though he's alive.
As a movie?
Yeah.
It wasn't good. Now I'm gonna get in trouble for this.
You are definitely gonna get in trouble
because people
for this.
Love that movie.
I know. I'm not a big fan.
And people, do we call The Chronicles of Narnia a Christian movie?
Yeah.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
C.S.
The other
Lewis.
Two stink.
Yeah.
Can we call Lord of the Rings a Christian movie? Because
I mean,
this list is getting better by the minute.
I don't think it's Christian.
Oh shoot!
I'd say Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe is.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of
man. I am looking at these movies.
Yeah.
And they just have the audacity to make a sequel to some of these movies.
God's Not Dead 2.
There's a movie called Risen. That's okay. It's all right. This movie, Silence, with Andrew Garfield and Liam Neeson.
Never heard of it.
And Adam Driver is pretty good. Yeah, I mean, there's just not a lot of good. Because even the good ones, you would say they're not exactly good. How about Noah? Is that a Christian movie?
I actually like Noah.
You did like Noah. Yeah, you're the only one.
Every once in a while, like, I'll get an ad for PureFlix.
Yeah.
And it's like always showing like a long, and the ads are always so long for PureFlix, and it's showing a preview of one of the movies. I'm like, isn't that just the same plot to all of the movies
well,
that
the,
I see?
Here's the problem.
It's like
is,
Hallmark movies.
It is like Hallmark. I was just going to say that. The problem is they need like fresh blood. They need new ideas because I feel like it's just the same crap
you know
over
what?
And over and over.
They got a book full of ideas. You know, if you would just do those,
there's like 66 books.
If you would just do those well, I mean, the David story that's like 10 movies right there. If you make it right,
that's a yeah.
There's a lot there, good stuff too, yeah. And not
Samson,
not PG either. Samson's a great story. There's a lot of
there's
great
some
stories.
X-rated in Samson.
Yeah, actually, I do
I think
like
that's the I think that's the problem is that they would have to.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to show everything.
No, but to make
you can
it,
allude
to make
to some
it
stuff.
A Christian mm-hmm. movie, you yeah. know, you gotta make it so the kids can watch it.
Mm-hmm. No, I see. Like, I don't think you do.
No, I know. I don't think you do either. But that's kind of the consensus.
Yeah,
I
hear
you.
I
think,
they
just slap an R on it.
Yeah,
like this is R rated.
That's what Passion of the Christ did.
It's not for kids.
It's R rated.
Yeah,
a lot of I heard multiple people like the only R rated movie I've ever seen is Passion. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, my 10-year-old has seen a dozen R rated movies.
It's
stuff
it's,
I wouldn't watch.
It's funny,
I've told him so many times, you're not allowed.
I don't know.
And yet he does it. I don't know.
Teddy, I don't know how you do that.
It's funny, as you're saying this, I'm looking at a list of like the top grossing Christian movies, and The Passion
gross.
Is number one.
Gross is the key word.
$370.7 million, and like they have a little paragraph about it, and it's like, it's the R-rated film. Like that's the thing that they focus in
so
on.
So stupid.
Man, yeah, I'm looking here. Yeah, it's not a lot. Man, gosh, some of these are pretty bad. Yeah, I'm going to stand by my list. I'm going to go Passion of the Christ, Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, and Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Aslan is type and shadow of Jesus, right?
That's what I hear. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. I don't like that song. I'm getting in trouble.
You are.
From a lot of different ways.
Turns out all the Christian stuff is crap.
I don't believe that, first of all.
A lot of it is. I think a lot of it is.
I thought I was going to be the troublemaker today by ticking off Carly, and you just went and ticked off the whole.
Here's where I think we get in trouble.
You're not allowed back at church.
Yeah. Just a problem
for me. She's kind of a bigwig.
So here's the problem. Here's where I think Christians get in trouble. When we try to copy the world, that's when we get in trouble.
Yeah.
I think the reason that like C.S. Lewis was so good.
He did his own thing.
Blazed his own trail.
Right.
Right. When you're making your own way, I think the best Christian music is not trying to copy popular music.
Correct.
It's just creating its own stuff.
Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and then the bad Christian music is just canned nonsense that's like sounds like country music, but not quite.
Yeah.
And it's just fine. It's just fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, mercy me, this is not good.
It's a pretty niche audience.
Yeah.
Which we play to. It's fine.
We
you know
set
what?
That entire conversation up just for that line.
10-minute conversation.
It's in his notes to hit to mercy me.
Man, we're a long way from this punchline, but I'm going to get there. You know what? They're a very talented group of people.
Mercy
guys.
Me?
They're very talented. They're very talented.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
If they were here today and they just pulled out their guitars and stuff and played, you'd be like, whoa, these guys are crazy good at what they do. We would all be very impressed.
Yeah.
They're extremely talented. Doesn't mean I have to listen to their music. You know, the whole, right now, the Christian band that's probably the most kind of like edgy popular is probably Maverick City.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. And it's a group from Atlanta, you know, African-American church culture that somehow Brandon Lake has wiggled his way in as the, you know, token white guy. But they're great. And it's kind of gospel-y, kind of different. Just it's its own thing. There's nothing out there that's like it.
Yeah.
And it's probably as far as like what's popular right now, it's like at the peak of it. So anyway, I don't even listen to that.
I told the old leader of our band at church that we should play one of their songs, and he's like, "Man, I just don't know that we got
Maverick City."
Yeah, he's like, I don't think we got the voices for that.
Yeah, no,
because they are. I mean, they're
great.
Yeah,
they're fabulous. I've tried to do some of their songs. I was messing around with one. I was like, I can't do this. This is out of my wheelhouse, and I like it. All right,
is the title of this episode "Christian Entertainment Sucks"?
No,
is that what we're titling it?
I mean, that it is ostensibly what it turned out to be.
Well,
but we're not.
But Daily Wire's not Christian.
No, some of them are
Jewish.
Christian, but I think
even worse.
You know what though? The Jewish are all movies are Jewish movies though, right? Like,
because careful, Kanye.
At least they're not Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear Dave Chappelle stand up on SNL?
I saw the monologue.
Yeah, monologue. Yeah. When he said that nothing's good ever followed by the word the Jews.
No, yeah.
That was a pretty good line.
Have we ever had a Jew on the podcast? Do you know a Jew?
I know a Jew.
Do you?
I know a few Jew.
Michaela's taking jujitsu. Does that count? The Hebrew martial arts. Jujitsu. Hiya. Hiya.
I know a gay Jew.
Uh-huh.
Best friend in college was a gay Jew.
Uh-huh.
But was he?
Gay?
A Jew.
A Jew.
All right.
Well, let's move on.
Anyway, my Netflix suggestion of the week is Terror on the Prairie.
How many minutes?
Not a Christian movie, by the way.
No. Daily Wire's not Christian.
No.
They're
But there is a crossover there in the sense that they're trying to...
Well, Matt Walsh is a Catholic.
Yes.
Ben Shapiro's a Jew.
What's his name? Michael Knowles is a smarmy Catholic.
A very smarmy Catholic.
You look up smarmy in the dictionary, there's a picture of Michael Knowles there. I like him as much as anybody, yeah. But man, that guy, I could not be friends with him.
I think the other guy's just a straight up, just a normal Clavin. Christian.
Andrew Clavin's just a regular run-of-the-mill Christian. Yeah. Just like a boring...
yeah. A boring, bald old man.
I mean, at least be like Orthodox or something. But Jordan Peterson, he's the one.
Is he?
No, I'm just... Not yet.
He will.
Just wait. Just wait. I think he's going to... Bob and I decided that he's going to start his own denomination when he becomes a Christian.
Okay.
That he will become a Christian. He's going to start his own denomination, which makes me sad because Bob will immediately join that church. And I'll be like, I get it.
I kind of want to come too.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. So that's all of the Netflix stuff that we wanted to talk about and so much more. What are we... Is there anything else you want to... And specific that you want to talk about today? I got a couple things, but...
I went to Myers today.
Is it Myers or is it Meyer?
It's Meyer.
Listen, the sign says Meyer.
Swine.
And it's Kroger, right?
Yes.
I say Kroger's.
But it is Walmart's,
It's
right?
definitely Walmart's, yeah.
No, it's not Walmart's.
I mean, it's Meyer, Kroger, and Walmart's. Right?
Yep.
Okay. It's McDonald's. It's not McDonald.
Wendy's.
Burger
King's.
King's.
Taco Bell's.
Del Taco's not coming. Have you heard that?
What?
I heard.
They've been working for so hard.
I know.
For so long.
I heard that they got rid of it. It's not coming now.
So what's going to go there?
No, I don't know.
Probably like a vape shop.
Another vape shop.
Yeah, we have like 27 in Marion.
That's too bad.
Lots of vape in Marion.
That makes me sad. Charlie's Cheesecake Steaks is going in, though. I'm excited.
Cheesecake Steaks.
Cheesecake Steaks. Have you ever had a cheesecake steak?
Amazing.
Mm, man. I get my cheesecake steaks medium rare.
Extra on the cheese.
Just I want a little blood coming out of that cheese.
Mixed with a little cherry topping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Went to Myers. All of the carts.
I like the new carts.
Listen, the new carts are amazing. But here's the... Okay, listen.
We got there the other day.
Okay, yeah.
Because they've been renovating.
Well, you yelled at me. Meyer. You
I
scared me, by
you.
The way.
Yeah. I did a dad.
Yeah.
Hey!
God, jeez. And I instantly knew. The parking lot's filled with 1,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And I knew they were yelling at me.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and it's him.
And it's me. We went to Meyer the other day. Erica
Myers.
Was... Went... there the other day, and Erica was so excited. She pulled out the car. She's like, ooh.
These carts are just fabulous.
She really liked it.
Well, they're like plastic coated.
Yeah, they're plastic coated, but they're like different. Like, well, here's the thing. Like bi-level.
Here's the thing. They don't have the flap.
There's no flap.
There's no flap.
Why do we need a flap?
It's stationary.
It's stationary. I like
that. Now, listen.
The wheels are all good. Just
the wheels are great.
Good wheels. They're solid. A little heavier than
put
normal.
Put some like
cart.
Lithium grease on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're rolling, man.
Yeah. Sometimes I go to Meyer
just to push a
just
cart.
Just to push a cart around. I don't even get anything.
I go to Meyer to stay away from the poor people.
Is that a thing? Do the poor people not shop at Meyer?
Poor people go to Walmart. Poor people. Dollar General.
Listen,
you don't go
to Meyer to go people watching. You go to Walmart to go people watching.
Yeah. What's Kroger?
I'm already out of the Walmart parking lot. I gotta stop and grab something I forgot.
Okay.
Kroger's more upscale.
I think so.
Yeah.
Dollar
General's the worst, right?
Oh,
Dollar General's worse than Walmart.
Yeah. I only shop in Powell. There's a a little bistro that I go
Orange
to.
Orange Township.
Yeah. All the cheese is locally sourced.
From goats.
From goats. It's all locally
trans
sourced.
Trans goats.
And you get
trans,
the,
goat
trans goats that... And you get to know their names. You get to meet the goat, you know, and you get to pet the goat, you know, and then you make the goat eat some of its cheese, which it doesn't like. But
one of them is just a guy that identifies as a goat.
Yeah, and somehow he's making cheese.
You don't want none of that cheese. Cheese you want nothing to be a part of.
Yeah.
Myers, the brand new carts.
I love them.
They need to hire some cart people.
Mm.
There was zero carts in the store.
I actually would like to be a cart person.
I thought
I've
this myself.
It. I've done it.
Here's the thing.
That's a good job.
I actually thought about this. So Shelby is...
I feel like they could pay me twice as much as whatever they're paying two or three guys.
Yeah.
And I would do more work than them because I've seen those guys work.
Yeah, they don't do anything. They don't. Here's the thing. I've read the description because I've actually considered
it. Jesse would like it because he could smoke camels while he's doing it.
That was the draw.
And that deli meat.
And the deli meat.
Anyway.
I've looked at that job. The problem is they also are responsible for cleaning the bathrooms.
I don't like that.
I don't want to clean the bathrooms. No. Public bathroom at Walmart? I don't want to clean that.
No.
Listen.
But at Meijer, though.
Well, listen, I don't want to clean bathrooms at a department store.
It's a different group of people, man.
Yeah, I don't care.
Their poop still stinks.
Yeah. So here's the thing. All of the carts were, I actually had that thought. All of the carts were in the parking lot. Mm. There was no carts in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to go to them. So when Shelby goes full time mm-hmm. at her job, there's a possibility she's going to make as much money as we've made combined for years, mm-hmm. right? Like money shouldn't be an issue whenever that happens. But when that happens, I still want to stay busy because mm-hmm. otherwise I'll just stay in bed all day. I've considered going to Meijer's and say, I'm your cart guy.
Yeah. I'll take care of it all.
I'll take care mm-hmm. of all you the could. Carts. And listen,
as could I.
I'm going to come. I'll take up all the carts. Mm-hmm. I'll be back in like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pick up all the carts again.
Yeah. Just pay me the salary. I'll take care of it. You don't have to have to keep your eye on me.
24/7.
I'll make sure the carts are where
they
need to
be. All of the carts will be inside. Mm-hmm. And if I need help, I'll bring my kids.
Mm-hmm. That's a good deal for them and for you.
Yes.
So I want to be the cart guy because then I can start closing my rings. So Jesse and I.
Shut up.
So Jesse, I have an idea. Do you want to do another competition? We're going to Thanksgiving.
I need to get an elliptical, man.
You got legs. You can do jumping jacks.
That's stupid.
Hey, so you have dogs. I just attach it to a dog.
I actually had that thought about. Putting it on. Just letting Boomer run around for a while.
Yeah.
Man, you really got some steps.
Well, if you think, they're going to get twice as many steps in too.
That's the way I look at it.
You got four legs, not just two.
I got access to dogs.
That's what I'm saying,
Jesse. You want to do it? I was thinking we should create some stakes on the show. For the winner.
Yeah, cow I'm down steaks. For steak.
You want it? Yeah. You want it? So here's what I think. Whenever you're ready, okay. I think going into the Christmas season, I'd like to start it soon because I plan on eating a lot tomorrow. Mm. And so I want to, negate some of that, right, through physical activity. And I was thinking, I know we're going longer, but I don't care. So I want to, here's my idea, okay? When you're down for it and when you feel like, you're ready, that we do a week-long movement competition between Jesse and I.
Okay.
And you can help me fill in the blanks here, but if I lose, Jesse and I switch spots for the next podcast. And Jesse gets to sit in my spot, and I have to sit in his spot. And I have a timer, and every 10 minutes, I lean forward and I say something like, I'm a fancy boy, and Jesse is, a manly man, or something like that, right? Like, if I lose, I have to do something embarrassing like that. And then if Jesse loses, he still sits where he sits, but for the whole show, he can't say anything. He just has a paper bag on his head. but no matter what we say, he cannot respond.
And Preston has to be here, too.
Preston has to be here for that. And you just paper bag. Paper bag on your head.
Is
the
he gonna
whole
have an eye hole cut out?
Yeah, I think I like that. And then, but he can't say anything. Yeah. Like we can say whatever we want to say.
Can we draw a face on the bag?
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
I like it.
Anyway, these are all things I'm thinking about.
Okay, we'll workshop that.
We'll workshop it. Maybe send some suggestions.
Yes.
As far as
in the comments.
In
drop
the comments.
It.
Yeah. So, all right. This is Dan signing off for Jason. We're past time, but that's okay. Thanks for hanging out with us. Merry Christmas. For some reason,
Happy New Year.
I'm going to play some smooth jazz. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, baby, sit. Good dog.
I've spoken.
99!